The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
It was a mystery that gripped Australia when a Sydney businesswoman went missing in November 2020. No one could have predicted what would happen next. An investigation into a Ponzi scheme, a human foot found, and a mystery of what happened to Melissa Caddick. Now new revelations have emerged, and I'm joined by the journalist who has uncovered them, 7 News presenter and journalist Michael Usher. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, really well, thank you. Now, this case really is a mystery that has gripped Australia. Why do you think that is?
I think there are so many elements to it. Then you have, millions of dollars worth of jewellery, fancy cars, Sydney mansions, $23 million plus lost from people's life savings, missing gaps in a storyline. Was she murdered? Did she, I don't know, these are delicate subjects, did she dump, was she jumped, was she pushed? And this foot turning up on a beach more than 800 kilometres away from Sydney some months later. There are just so many elements to it, but at the core of it all is that, you know, good old-fashioned interest in money and greed and theft. And they're sadly the bedrock of what Melissa's professional life was, it turns out, was all about.
Mm. It's like the plot of a movie or one of those true crime series that we're all addicted to these days. So what is the latest installment in this story?
Look, I'm speaking with, for the first time, Melissa's husband, Anthony Coletti, who hasn't spoken before. His character publicly has been questioned. Anthony was a hairdresser, a DJ, and on the surface of it looked like a bit of a playboy that Melissa had married and fitted in with their fairly high-flying lifestyle. We're talking holidays in Aspen every year for a month. As I mentioned, this Sydney mansion with unbelievable views of the city up on Dover Heights, which is near Bondi, you know, an elite area. He drove one of those amazing Audi supercars, an R8, a V10, very rare, very expensive. When you get to know Anthony, his character's a lot deeper than that, and he's a little upset about that. That's, you know, the image of him publicly. But he hasn't spoken. He's the man that was with Melissa for the years that she was running this financial advisory business. He's the man that was there the day that the ASIC, the security investigators, raided the house for 14 hours. He was there when she went to bed. He was there when she woke up and disappeared. Mm. And he spent months scouring Sydney to try and find her, believing that she would still be alive and in some dazed state, not knowing what she was doing. Mm. Believe it or not, Ben, he still loves her deeply. He said their life together was a love story. And when you listen to him describe it all, it was. Sadly, however, it was largely based on a pretty significant lie, and that Melissa kept well hidden.
Yeah, now you can't give too much away, but what was your sense of the husband, having talked to him?
Look, Anthony, I'll give him his absolute credit. I said to him before we began, doing the story and recording and rolling on the interviews, this is going to be very uncomfortable. There are no restrictions here. You haven't put any conditions on this, and I wouldn't have accepted them even if you had. I'm going to ask you dozens and dozens of questions because there are many to ask, and I don't suspect you're going to like all of them. And to his credit, he answered all of them. Some of his answers are curious. Partly he's still struggling with, as anyone would, take away what Melissa did. He's struggling with the death of his wife and caring for her son, who's a 15-year-old son that Anthony had parented for the last 10 years in their marriage as well. And he's finding that all do. So in daily life, he's trying to get on with things. So look, he answered every question I put to him. He came back for more. We did 3 or 4 major interviews in the course of shooting over recent weeks. And there's not a subject that I haven't put to him. And some of it I don't think he's even thought about in depth yet either until I put them to him. Mm-hmm. And some very hard questions that you might have seen in the promo, as in, did you murder your wife? There are gaps in his timeline as well. In the hours after ASIC raided the house, they went to bed. She woke up at allegedly 5:30 in the morning when her son heard a click on the door. She used to go for a walk or a run in the morning. But no one saw her. Nothing's caught on security cameras anywhere in that neighbourhood at all of her. There's a lot of security cameras around there on homes. If she was walking around, not a single sighting. She just vanished until the foot turned up. And that beach is miles away from Sydney. So that part of that doesn't make sense. But look, I take Anthony that he is a little protective of Melissa. He doesn't want to believe all the allegations about her. he finds it all very hard to understand that the woman he was married to and loved dearly and had their life set up together was something completely different to what he knew. So he's still struggling with a lot of it. He also has deep theories that are a little controversial, but he believes that because so much money was involved, and he's not wrong in suggesting this, that you know, when money's involved and things go wrong, harm comes to people. So he believes there might have been motive for someone out there to cause Melissa harm and or to cause her death. So he still very much strongly hangs on to the theory that she might have been murdered.
Mm. Well, when you're talking about this much money, you're usually talking about a quite considerable amount of power as well. And as you say, so many theories abound when it comes to this mystery. Having gone through this process, having spoken to Anthony, do you feel that you're any closer to knowing what might have happened?
In terms of the missing hours and leading up to the immediate time of her disappearance, I don't think anyone will be able to piece that together. Have we pieced together more of what she was getting up to in her alleged business life and with her clients? Absolutely. We've got a much more complete picture of that. And in speaking with Anthony, I mean, he's the only person that can fill in the blanks about her character, her personality, her daily life, and try and understand, you know, what her motive might have been or what she was up to. So he does fill in a lot of that picture a lot more clearly. So we're not in the dark. It's always been a bit of a mystery because he was hounded by the press and all that kind of stuff, and understandably, he's of huge interest. So he's kept quiet, but his silence has sort of reverberated the wrong way and led to a lot of suspicion about him, and he's very keen to clear all that up. As to exactly that point of her stepping off the face of this earth, there's not a record of it. And I think that's going to remain a mystery for some time.
Mm. I tell you what, the hairs are standing up on the back of my neck hearing you talking about it, Michael. So how can people watch 7 News Spotlight The Vanishing?
Yeah, we're on at, nationally we're on at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Telethon is on, so we'll be on straight after that when it wraps up. It's a full hour and a half, and a lot of strange questions, a lot of curious scenarios. Anthony answers them all, and it's one of the great murder mysteries. One of the great death mysteries in Australia, and certainly one of the greatest examples of fraud, a con artist that this country's possibly seen.
Yeah, we'll all be watching. 7 News presenter and journalist Michael Usher, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.